did not practice, and that will be ruled out, Brandon and Casey Kreider. Todd's listed as questionable. Todd did practice on a limited basis today, and everybody else was full. So.
What do you think on Todd?
You know, I was encouraged by what I saw. Just got through talking to him, walking off the field. So we'll see how he comes out of it in the morning, move him around again tomorrow. But I think it's kind of going exactly like we thought it would go leading up to game time. But it was encouraging today. Well, it just hasn't responded. Well, you know, we tried to hang on. You know, we obviously had some situations and thought that it would be maybe a two-week deal type of thing, put him back on the field early this week, and just wasn't good. So, and congratulations to Dora. I mean, the kid's done a great job, so he gets rewarded, and I think there's a place for him. You may see him before this year's out. He's got a bright future.
Is he strictly outside? I know he was transitioning when he got
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that's got a big enough frame that could probably be an inside player at some point. But for us, he's strictly an outside linebacker working.
Rico still?
You know what, Mike, he should be here within a half hour. Got back on the plane this morning, and he's been up to date on what we're doing. You know, we give him the film, we give him everything. He and I and Napper have been conversing. So good to have him back this afternoon, and should be here ready to go.
Normally during the week, is it Rico, Knapp, and you that –
Yeah, well, I mean, we work with all the staff, yeah. But, you know, as far as, you know, calling those type of things, it's us three guys working together the majority of the time.
Will anything be different, Gary, in terms of that, with Rico having missed this week?
No, just it's just been more elevated between me and Napper, you know, obviously. But Rico's up to date on what's going on and how we – you know, how we set our plan and how we, you know, plan on doing things and calling. You know, I mean, he's been up – we've met every night even though he's not here, so just physically not here.
Gary, yesterday you mentioned about the extra preparation you need when you go against Bill Belichick, and kind of you might prepare for one thing and then see something else.
Yeah.
What makes them have the ability to do that as opposed to other teams?
Well, I think that's a credit to Bill and his staff and how well they teach. And then when you look, I mean, just a lot of veteran players, you know, I mean, a team that, you know, I was looking at their kickoff team and they got two first-round picks there. Mingo's there and, you know, the kid from Chicago that's been playing so good for him blocked the kick last week. So a lot of veteran football players, very smart football players that they get a lot done with. And, you know, it's just a big, big challenge. It's a credit to Bill and them. They've been doing it a long, long time, you know, and they do a lot with their players and they get it done.
You anticipate Corey starting for Brandon and Zaire playing more?
Yeah, obviously, you know, but we'll see if Todd's ready to carry his load or not. We'll see. So Todd's good to go. If Todd's good to go, then he's going to play.
They picked up another veteran, Michael Floyd, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk about him?
You know, I know John and those guys go over everybody, Mike. I'm not part of that during the season because I'm so busy with the football team, you know. So, you know, John would have to answer that question. I know they vet basically every player that comes across the wire every day.
We talked to you about
that the right word, vet?
That's a good one.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty sweet.
Or an Aggie.
Fat and vet.
The importance of fast starts, is it different this week given that they lead the NFL in points?
I mean, it's important all the time, Troy, and hell we know we've struggled, you know, and when we have started well, we've played pretty good, you know. So, you know, when you look at this team, you're playing a team that you know, since Tom's come back, I think they're top scoring team in football, and yet they don't give up points, you know. So points, possessions are a premium. Red zone possessions are a premium. You go back to our two games last year, we played some great red zone defense. Offensively, we did a good job in the red zone. You know, so all those things are such a premium when you're playing a football team like this.
Anything else?
Okay, you have a good day.